St. Paul instructs St. Timothy, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Upper Room Media presents this Teen Matters talk, praying that it will firmly establish these virtues in the future of our church.
So, do we actually do them? Today's gospel, within it, Christ asks for three things. And specifically of St. Peter. For three things. And we're going to go through those three things that Jesus asks. And we're going to observe what he asks for and what St. Peter's response was like. The story begins that Jesus was at a lake of Gennesaret, and the crowds had come to see him, and then Jesus needs a boat. Why does Jesus need a boat? He needs to get into a boat. Any ideas why he needs to get into a boat? He's got to speak to the people. Why is he need a boat to speak? I'll give you a clue.
Can you guys hear me speaking? Can't hear me anymore now. So what do I need? I need
a microphone. So why did Jesus need a boat? Because there's no microphones. That's actually how it used to work back in the day. If he got into a boat and pulled back a little, his voice could actually project so that everybody could hear him. If he spoke from the shore, there wouldn't be enough distance between him and the people for his voice to project. So actually he got into the boat and pulled back a little bit so that his voice could project and everyone could hear him. So the first request actually was, he rocks up to the seashore and he finds two boats. And he looks at the two boats. Which one should I go with? Then he sees Peter. He goes, "Hey Pete, can I come to the boat?" That was his first request. Very simple. "Can I come in your boat? Can I use your boat? There's two here, can I use yours?" Now you think, yeah, of course, so Peter would say, yeah, of course, fun, but nothing, why not? But it's not that simple, because you know, St. Peter was out fishing all night, caught nothing. He's come back, but we know from the gospel, he's washing his nets. So he's smashed. Like he wants to go home, see his wife, have some breakfast, have a coffee, something. And he's washed through a lot, he's packing up. "Can I use your boat?" "No, you can't use my boat. I've just packed up." So actually, Peter's response of saying "Tfaddal" actually wasn't that simple. So the first request to Jesus is, "Can I use your boat? Can I jump into your boat?" And St. Peter says, "Sure, go for it." So he jumps into the boat, pulls back a little, starts his sermon. What's St. Peter doing during that sermon? He's sitting back on the boat, good view, listening. He's listening to the sermon. And of course, he listens to Jesus speak. That's doing something to your heart, right? That's creating transformation. So people would be really moved by this sermon that Christ speaks. What was the second request? Jesus finishes speaking, So Peter had listened. Second request. Anyone know? Yeah, and just before that was launch out into the deep and cast your nets. So they pulled back a little from the shore, and then now Christ is saying, now go deep. Launch out into the deep. And chuck your nets back in. Now, we just know that St. Peter had just finished doing what? Washing them. And it's not easy to wash a net. Huge fishing nets, which take hours to clean and fold and organize. You don't just chuck it back in. Launch out into the deep and cast your nets back in. Now, St. Peter's a fisherman. Christ is a carpenter. You don't take fishing advice from a carpenter. St. Peter, again, could have very simply responded and said, look, Jesus, with all due respect, you know, you're good at sermons, you're good at carpentry, look, let's just stick to that. I know the sea quite well, I'm a fisherman, there's no point, we've toiled all night, there's no fish here, I'm not going to destroy my nets again, I'm not going to do this whole process again, I ain't going to do that. But of course, St. Peter doesn't. At your word, I'll do it. Throws his net in, and of course, we know what happens. It's full of fish, to the point that the nets are breaking. And he tells his mates, come boys, help me out here. There's too much fish. And they're pulling it all in. Third request, what's the third request? They call the fish, they're all sweet. St. Peter's freaking out, bound down from Jesus. Who are you, man? And the third request? Yeah?
Go and catch men.
Beautiful. Now, Peter, go and catch men. Become a fisher of men. What does St. Peter do? The gospel says that he forsook all. Forsook everything and became a fisher of men, an apostle, preaching the word of God. Three requests that happened quite quickly, and they changed Peter forever. And what I want to say to you today is that Christ asks us for these same three requests. Kira told us the theme of the readings today is Christ is choosing you, and he's also asking of you those same three requests. The first one, can I come into your boat? You might say, I don't have a boat. But he's saying, can I come into your life? Can I come into your heart? Can I be part of your life? Can I be part of your day? Would you hear me out? Would you talk to me? Would you read my word? Can I come into your world? No, I'm busy. Social media. I'm busy. But can I come into your world? No. We do that. We don't say, Tvaddal, Jesus. Tvaddal into my world, my mind, into this confusion that I'm in. I should say, please come into my world. It's a messed up world that we're in. In fact, I need you in my world. I need you in my boat. I need to sit back and I need to hear you and to hear your voice. And our faith becomes renewed. Something is stirred up. You know, Pope Dwight Bruce was here a few years ago in Sydney, and when he was in Sydney, the media wanted to do an interview with him. You know, the patriarch of the Coptic Church in Australia, the Meat Channel 7 online, they all come around and they interview him for the papers. And they ask him a few questions about Coptic Church, persecution, etc., etc. Then they start getting some personal questions. And they said to the Pope, This is a newspaper article. It said to the Pope, is there ever a time in your life where you doubt the existence of God? And the Pope said, sorry? So the guy said, Your Holiness, is there any a time where you doubt the existence of God? And the article says that the Pope looked at him with confused eyes. And the article says that I could tell he was thinking, who are these crazy Australians? But after a moment, the Pope said, no. I renew my experience, my faith with my experience daily with Christ. My faith is renewed by my daily experience of Christ. There's never a time without God because my faith is renewed daily. St. Peter, when he sat back and listened to Christ, his faith was renewed. And that's what allowed him to launch into the deep, which takes us to Christ's second request. Christ is saying, can I come into your boat? We say, yes, please, I need you in my world. Come in. Then Christ says, all right, now that I'm here, launched into the deep. Go deeper. Don't stay on the surface. Don't stay on the shore. Go deeper. You guys ever gone to swim at the beach? The worst thing at the beach is swimming at that little area where there's the waves are crashing and it's shallow. You know what I hate about that area? Yes, sand in swim costume. It crashes, it's annoying. They have the kids weeing next to you. You can't swim. If you dive in, you smash your head. But I hate that little section. But I love when you go deeper and the waves are going over you and you're just floating with the ocean and it's nice and cool and you can swim and you can relax and you can dive in and no one's weeing around you. When you're in the deep, it's better. So Christ says to St. Peter and to us, launch out into the deep. Go deep. Let's go deeper in our relationship with God. Don't stay in the shallow part with the sand in your undies and then it's weeing. No, let's go deeper. Don't scratch the surface. Don't go to night and go, my Father, Son, Spirit, our Father, I love you. No, let's go deeper. Let's really get to know Christ. Let's have a relationship with Him. Go deeper and trust Him. And once we've gone deeper, once we've trusted Him, and we see the blessing in our life, Christ says, now, well, you know what now? Now forsake it all. Now become fishers of men. Now speak about me to other people. And so today, Christ gives us these three requests. Can I come into your boat? Let's go deeper. Become a fisher of men. And we pray today that we can respond to those three requests. With yes, come in. Yes, let's go deeper. And sure, stop everything. I'll follow you and I will become a fisher of men. Why not? And glory be to God forever.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.